And now it's time to say good morning to Peter Allam from Allam's Attorneys, talking today to us about ARTO, which has been in the pipelines for ages and eventually seems to be coming to fruition. Peter, very good morning. Welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to our listeners out there on this overcast morning. Seems we're going to have some rain on the coast again. Not complaining. It's filling up the tanks nicely. We keep hearing that the dams are not full, so let's hope it fills the dams. So we're talking today about ARTO. What does ARTO mean? That's the first thing that we need to sort out. It's short for what you call the administrative adjudication of road traffic offences. So it's a specific thing for road traffic offences. It's linked directly to the road traffic situation. So it's got nothing to do with anything else. Road traffic, that's the important thing there. And what is ARTO? What is it doing? Well, we've been hearing about this for a long time, and other countries in the world, I was happy to see the system works in Australia, so let's hope it's going to work in South Africa. They're extremely strict there. When I was on leave there December last year, let me tell you, everybody's scared of it because, they're a lot more fortunate than us in that they've got cameras everywhere. They pick up vehicles that have been demerited. They pick up drivers that have been demerited and don't have driver's license and that type of thing. And, in Australia, man, let me tell you, they stop you on the highway. If you don't have a driver's license, they put your car into a truck and they tow it away and they make you walk. So you can be on the middle of the highway in nowhere. And that's it. It happened to my son-in-law, believe it or not. His car was not licensed by day. It had expired the day before. They made him park his car on the side of the highway in the middle of nowhere. Fortunately, the cell phone, able to phone. You can also sort out things like unpaid driver's license. Yeah. Driver's license for the car quite easily, because the minute you pay it, they put it back on, and then you're allowed back to your vehicle. So it works very well if it's properly maintained, and that's the question that we're going to have in South Africa with the bribery that takes place. And that's common. Every day on Facebook you see it, so I'm not making a statement that's not correct. Sadly for the straight and down the line officers, We have others that are just there to take bribes. So it's coming in nationally. It will be phased in as from the 1st of December. But the demerit points will only take place as of the 1st of September 2026. So in other words, you've got a year where you can get demerit points, but it will eventually end up permanently in from the 1st of September 2026. And you know what? One must ask is how is this going to affect you? Because first the defendant, December, our municipality is not one of them, but it's said that there will be a plus minus 70 municipalities, including the main one of Joburg, Cape Town and Durban, that will be implementing the system. So it's not talk anymore. The 1st of April 2026, that's when all of us, including East London and our area, clicks in. So by the 1st of April, the whole of the country will be on the demerit system. And then the points will actually start counting officially from the 1st of September 2026. So there's going to be a one-year period, I suppose, basically a trial period getting you into the situation and sorting it out. So it gives you a year, basically, just under a year at this stage now, because we're already in nearly in December. So by April 2026, it's not even a year. It's another 6 months, basically. November, December, January, February, March, 5 months that you've got before it kicks in correctly. So it gives you 5 months. How you drive and how you handle fines, basically, will then kick in and probably affect your insurance and all other sorts of aspects, the purchase of a motor vehicle and that type of thing. Sadly, no license, no purchase of a motor car. Not like the old days where granny could buy you a car for your 21st birthday, and register it in her name, but she had no driver's license, she can't buy a car anymore. The person, the owner, has to have a driver's license.
Okay.
So you can't buy a car now unless you have a driver's license, unless you're going to be in September next year, you know, with no demerit points that prevent you from having that. So how do the points work? This is what we've got to ask, because we're talking about, you know, the demerit system, the points that are going to come. So every fine you get will come with points. Stack up too many points and you're in trouble. You're going to then have a little time out whilst you recuperate. They will take your license away from you. So you all start obviously with 0 points. Nobody's got anything. Existing fines don't vanish, but they don't count. You still need to pay those fines. So don't think they're all going to disappear by the 1st of April 2026. Oh, you know, you get so many people that brag, we've got so many fines, we just don't pay them and nothing happens. They don't come running after us. Yeah, those days are over. You know, next week we'll chat about fines South Africa as well in the next chat, which tells you clearly how you can ascertain exactly what fines you've got. A lot of people don't even know that they've been trapped in camera fines and they're not paying them. So at the moment they might be getting away with it, but in a couple of months' time they're in a bit of trouble with it, because those fines will now count quite viciously against you, we can say that. So yeah, the start is that you start with 0 fines. If you pay your fines, you know, you get penalties, but there are certain systems that are put into place. So the system that South Africa is going to introduce initially is that you're going to get 1 point, demerit point, for lesser offenses like driving an unregistered vehicle, using your phone whilst you're driving, jumping a stop street, going through a red robot or orange robot, you know, those sort of minor, they're not minor offenses because they're extremely dangerous as well. They can be. But that's going to be, you know, what they're going to be. I mentioned the red light, but I'm wrong. The red light is actually a serious one, and that fits into the category of 2 to 4 points. It's regarded as a serious violation. I mean, speeding, if you're 20 to 25 k's over the limit, it's going to be two demerit points. If you're traveling at 131, which is now almost 40 k's over, you're going to get 4 demerit points. And then, you know, driving under the influence is an automatic 6 points demerit system. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is that you only got 15 points per year. So, you know, the minute you've got 15 points against you, bang goes your license, you no longer will have a license. And, you know, the more people that talk about this particular subject, like we're talking today, they say, ah, what's it going to help? Half the drivers in South Africa don't have driver's license. They don't care about it. Half of them drive anyway without that. Half of them incur fines and they don't pay it and they never followed up and chased, you know. But it's like you're going to start all over again with your learner's license, driver's license, and that type of thing. So, you know, yes, some people care, some people don't care, you know. What is it going to affect? Well, it's going to affect, one, the purchase of a vehicle, like we said already. And my personal opinion is that it's going to have a major, major effect on insurance. You know, if your license is suspended or cancelled, your insurance company may not cover you. I don't know that that is the position at the moment, but I know they're very strict about it. Claims are rejected because people don't have driver's licenses and that type of things. I see it every day. So, you know, your insurance might or might not cover you. Driving without a license is a valid, unlawful offense. And most policies refuse to pay where the driver doesn't have a license, or the driver has not, license has been cancelled, or the driver was driving under the influence and that type of thing. So you need to be extremely cautious with that. It could make you an insurance risk. I'm pretty sure the insurance companies in this day and age, you know, they're so concerned and worried about what they've got to pay out, and they find anything to avoid a payment. So I'm sure they're going to say that you're at risk. So a pattern of fines or infringements and demerit points, so the system having you got to 15 could mean that, you know, you're not going to get cover. Or they're going to, I'm pretty sure they're going to jump on the bandwagon and say, you know, if you've got demerit points, unfortunately, scale naught, you'll get a premium at X amount.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with 1 to 10 demerit points, you'll get scale B and scale C if you've got 15 or 15 plus. So you could be in for higher insurance premiums, in my opinion. I'm not saying that that's where they're going, but it's a possibility. The
possibilities.
That will take place. You know, so ARCTO will sort that out. And then, of course, you know, your insurance company, the first question they ask you these days, and I mean, they're going to in-depth studies to try and show that you've been drinking and driving. So if you're involved in an accident and you've been drinking, they will go to all extents to the places where you were. They track you down these days and ask you to advise what pub were you at or what restaurant were you at. They'll go there, find your bill. They'll ask you for your banking statements these days, and you can't refuse it. They've written into the policy that they're entitled to that. So similarly with this, they're going to check on how many demerit points you have, whether you're a good or a bad party, and if you have that 15 points against you, they're going to probably say, no, we're not going to pay you out, you know. So the clean record is going to make it a lot of a situation that's better for you, a smoother, not as much admin problems that you may have with an accident. And then, of course, we'll chat next week about what happens when I run a business and my drivers have demerits, because that can get you in trouble as well. So, you know, the next point is that it's already out as well. What do you need to do if you get an ARCTO notice? Because it's going to come by way of notice. So it's going to come on your phone, or it's going to come on your email address. It's going to come on the address that you choose. Every driver is going to have to submit an address where your ARCTO notices will come to. And then, you know, you can't ignore when notices come to you and they say that you've done something. Make sure that you get in timeously and sort it out. You know, often you may be able just to pay. You might be able to get a discounted amount from Fine South Africa. Some people may want to make representations. You might be speeding in an area because you're taking someone to the doctor or an emergency or something like that. So that's the type of thing. It'll still be in the normal course of business that it will sort itself out. Or you might not be the driver. You know, you might be, your vehicle might have been caught speeding on a highway and you weren't the driver at the time, but then you're going to have to nominate the right driver. And, you know, you're going to have to track your points correctly there. So you're expected to be honest and open with them. Can you reduce your demerit points once got? You know, so let's just say you've got 4 or 5 points. You know, the process is gradual, but yes, you can, like all countries around the world where it's in operation, you can bring it down. How? I think the period is 3 months. For every 3 months that you clean with no offences of any nature, of any nature whatsoever, that, you know, it takes away, 1 point falls away. And then there are approved rehab periods. They'll have them. They'll come out. Once per year, you'll be able to say, okay, I've got no speeding fines, I've got no drunken driving, I've got no accidents, I've got no this, no that, and you'll be able to apply for a 4-point reduction. That's how it normally works. You know, so it's there. It's to make you the better driver, the more cautious person. There are no shortcuts, so you can't come along and scrap it. You can't make it go away. I don't think that, well, you never know with bribery and corruption. I suppose there's a way and a mean of sorting everything, but let's hope that it's not going to happen. So, you know, also when you pay your fines timeously, you get a discount on it, but the points will still apply anyway. So although they're going to give you a little bit of a right to pay the fine, a lot of people don't pay because they say, oh, they won't catch up with us. But the demerit point is different because that comes against your license and will stay there. So you know, you're going to need to make sure that you're on Find South Africa. You've got to make sure that you check on your status from time to time. You know, so like do a monthly check on your fines, do a monthly check on your driver's license. I mean, as we're sitting here now, how many people have checked their driver's license to see when it expires? And I'm thinking of my one at the moment. I'm putting it out right here now as we talk, and I'm looking to see. And my one's going to expire in March next year. So I must get ready to start preparing to have it renewed now already. You know, don't leave it till the last minute like we always do.
Till March, you know, make it a New Year's resolution and do it in January.
Yeah, do it in January. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it into my diary now for January that they say there's a new pass system. You don't have to sit at the traffic department all day. They got the system in place and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a matter of thinking positively about this demerit system. It's a think that you're going to be proud of yourself. I mean, you know, you're going to brag. You're going to say, I don't have any demerit points. Mm-hmm. Can you say the same thing? You know, that. But of course, people don't think like that. You get people that just don't care. You know, people that avoid stress, do it incorrectly and that type of thing. But I'm pretty sure that it's suspended licenses are going to affect your insurance in a big way. And, you know, you could be redoing your learner's license. You may not pass it with all the new. Some of us that have done it like 50 years ago
panicked
a little bit to go and all the new rules and regulations on the road that you haven't kept up with, you know, that could be a major problem. So it's a matter of making sure that you're doing it correctly,
right,
and that you don't get these demerit points. Personally, I think it's very, very good. I think it's for the benefit of everyone if it's controlled correctly.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing that's going to be applicable, guys, to make sure
that it's
been introduced correctly.
And that all the systems are in place to control it and sort out any potential corruption problems.
Well, that's it. You know, we've got to just make sure that we don't get ourselves tied up in something like that.
Yeah.
You know, there are going to be a lot of cameras, a lot more cameras put into place. You're going to, you know, make sure that the effect of auto in the workplace doesn't affect you in your personal capacity. You know, so the liability is there. Who's going to be liable for the company debt? We'll chat next week. It's you, the individual, the owner. So, you know, the aspects that there are is driver's responsibility, payment of fines timeously, license suspension, what is the position with that? How does it affect your insurance? Vehicle roadworthy will come into it. They'll be looking for that type of thing. And, you know, it's not going to be subject to Australian law, British law, where they've got these systems in. It will be South African law. There will be a proper breakdown of what there is in place for us with that.
Right.
So that's basically the subject that you mentioned, Wayne. Yes, it's very important. It's the administration of traffic road offences, and it's going to be a lot more stricter. You know, the traffic officer is going to play a big role. And so it's a matter of be warned. It's coming. It's definitely coming this time. It's not going to be suspended again.
Right. And Peter, just one comment. You mentioned traffic officers being the big part of the system, probably the biggest cog in the wheel. And that's the only concern that I have with this particular system is the, you know, any system can be put in place, but if on the ground it's not enforced, I mean, I can guarantee you that you can travel from home to work on any given day, and you'll probably see 5 moving or stationary violations, and you probably won't see a single traffic cop on that route, on that trip into work. But yet the violations are taking place. You drive around town early in the morning or late at night, and cars are flying through red robots as if there's no tomorrow. Drunken drivers, I mean, I can probably list them until tomorrow morning. But the system needs those traffic officers enforcing the law at grassroots level for any type of enforcement system to actually work properly. And I hope that they have enough traffic officers that are not thirsty for cool drink money, if I can put it in that colloquial term, to actually go ahead and have the guts to implement the system and to take to task those violators of traffic laws.
100% correct. And that's a sad thing, is that, you know, I'm also a firm believer, is that we're all human, okay? They only have a job to do. And you mentioned that over there, cool drink money. The money part is the bad part of it. But, you know, so often in the past, if I go back 30, 40 years ago, when I first got my driver's license, yes, often you were caught traveling at a speed, maybe, you know, on my way to a rugby game in Grahamstown and the famous old Petty, when you come into Petty there, mm-hmm. they would catch you and, you know, the cop would stop you. If you showed remorse and you were apologetic and, you know, they could see that you were genuine, that, you know, that you really, really sorry for what would happen. Yeah, you know, you could give them a cool drink and say, thank you for being kind to me. And invariably, they would either let you go or, you know, make it a smaller fine and that type of thing. You know, that wasn't bribery and corruption in my eyes in the old days. It was a matter of, you know, sorting it. I mean, as well, in the old days, I mean, I was in the game of criminal work and drunken drivers. Often we'd be caught in a roadblock and they'd have a look and take into account that you were, you know, you weren't causing an offense or anything. It was a roadblock where you were stopped. There was no accident. There was, you were possibly just over the limit, but still within your rights and that. And quite often they would arrange to take you home or say, phone a friend and then please come and fetch you. You know, they'd stop the rot there and say, don't let it get worse. And to me in the old days, that was just human beings being kind to each other. But then it developed into this money thing. I mean, you know, and I think of the reps, they're the worst, because you know what they do is that they flick their boot open. The worst thing that ever happened was automatic boot openers. And then they would flick the boot open and say, help yourself, and the traffic officer would take half the goods out that he was selling, you know. And to me, it's self-implemented by the people that offered the bribe, you know, that made it nice and spicy. I mean, you're a traffic officer, you go to the boot and there's a whole big carton of Kellogg's Rice Krispies or whatever in there. Help yourself. Take as much as you like.
And that's the whole box. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to the boot and it's a liquor rep and he's got a case of whiskey or something like that. I suppose it must entice anybody to want to take it.
And that's...
But yeah, hopefully going forward, there's going to be more stricter control. And let's not blame the traffic officers.
No,
very good state traffic officers.
Indeed.
But like you say, you know, I come to work every day and I'm going to say to you that the only traffic officers I see on the road is, there's one traffic officer that stays out our way, I believe at Glendaval or somewhere like that. So he's on his way to work with his kids in the car every morning. We've had complaints on the groups that he rides with his siren on. I'm not sure why. I have seen it. You know, there's no need for that and all the rest of it. People pull over for him because they think that he's a vehicle with an emergency. I've seen that, which is very sad. He shouldn't be doing that. And then on the highway, often you'll see those vehicles with the blue lights. I see they have been reprimanded now. And one or two traffic officers from time to time traveling out towards the Transkei. Where are they going? I don't know. I'm not sure if they're perhaps the officers from Kumka that are going to work, you know, and they live in East London. That's a possibility. But yeah, you don't ever see them standing on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They used to stand outside your Ganubi Farmers Hall on the highway there.
Yeah.
I remember for years when I went home, there was always a traffic officer there stopping the odd vehicle, which was fantastic to me. You know, it makes you panic a little bit when the traffic officer puts up his arm. You think, oh, my God, let's hope all the indicators are going to work.
Everything's working.
Let's hope I've got my driver's license with me, that type of thing. And that was very good. But in fairness, I'm told that that doesn't happen because there are no numbers. They don't have sufficient enough officers. They don't have funds to pay them overtime, so they're not prepared to work.
So they don't work at the time of the day.
To work between 8 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning if he's not going to be, you know, paid extra for that. I mean, no employee is going to work. If I say to you today, you know, you're going to work now, you're going to do the night shift, you know, you expect some sort of reward or some sort of shorter hours and that type of thing for that. In the old days, there were shifts, and you worked a shift, you know, two nights on and 2 days off, or three nights off and 2 days on daytime and that type of thing.
It's rotated. So, Peter, we're going to have to unfortunately leave it right there, but before I let you go, if you can let our listeners know how they can get in touch if maybe they do have a traffic-related issue to deal with.
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, Alan's attorneys, a little side street where Pep Stores is. Vincent Auberia falls under both of them. We're confused as to what we are because some say Vincent, some say Berea. Telephone 043-7211-018. Or they can like us on Facebook. Just add a S to our surname, Alan. Alternatively, they go into Wild Coast FM. They'll find all our details there as well.
Great.
And yes, we'll try and get the basics today onto the system as soon as possible, as soon as sent through the recording. We'll abbreviate it and put it on because it is an important one. And it is coming in now. So, you know, those people are going to be traveling down through areas where it's in place. You're going to have to be cautious, you know, on the highway, traveling on leave. Like I said, if you're going to Joburg or somewhere like that, you could be in trouble. Going to be implemented immediately, Cape Town, Durban and Joburg. So don't plan your holiday there because you're going to get demerit points that you want to know about.
If you get caught out.
Rather go to the Free State or to the Eastern Cape.
Or to Gatsoner Water because there are probably no cops there either. Peter, we need to leave it there. Thank you very, very much. Have a great week. We'll chat again next week Monday.
Yeah, super.
Thanks Peter. Cheerio then. That's Peter Allen with today's Legal Eagle Chat.